This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I had to think about that for a minute. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Today's Wednesday, so that means that like every Wednesday, whenever we can do it, unless something, you know, unless a real fire is happening, we try to find out the world according to Second Call Defense. Once again, joined by CEO Sean Maloney. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I am okay. Now, last week when we were talking, I guess that was when San Bernardino was happening, so you probably had, with your NRA board member hat, you probably had a very busy week, haven't you?
You know, it's been busy all the way around. Of course, when you have a leader of the free world come out and say that if we would have some more common sense gun regulation, we would stop terrorist attacks. Mm. And then you have his press secretary ask, does he really believe this? And he says, yes, he does. I guess he thinks we're so stupid. Or they've ran out of things, or ran out of arguments and ran out of things to say to justify trampling the Second Amendment of our civil rights, the United States Constitution. It boggles my mind. There's no explanation for it other than he can't possibly be that dumb. And yes, I never thought I would call the President of the United States dumb, but he is. He has to be. There's no other explanation.
Well, I mean, he just came from Paris where they just had a gigantic terrorist attack massacre.
Yeah, where they've contained terrorism.
With all kinds of gun control. All kinds of gun control.
I know your listeners all know that doesn't work, and it never can. And it's never worked anywhere in the world where they've tried gun control. It doesn't work. You can't legislate the evil out of a person's heart and soul. And no. It's not going to happen. And it never can. And the only way to protect yourself is by yourself. And, you know, it's amazing. There's sheriff's departments all over the country that are coming out and telling people you need to get a concealed carry permit and you need to get a firearm and you need to protect yourself because we can't. They understand that the first offense to terrorism in America is us. That's why our founding fathers had the grace and the forethought to gift us with a reminder of the Second Amendment of the Constitution to make sure that we understood that that's an inalienable right, that the government did not give it to us and cannot take it away. I like preaching to the choir.
Well, that's, yeah. I'm wondering about this no-fly list, because the no-fly list, you've got a lot of players, a lot of liberal players that don't like the no-fly list. This is not the low-hanging fruit that Obama and the rest of the Democrats seem to think it is. And what do you think the odds are of them actually pursuing that and pushing it to fruition right now in the current climate?
I can't imagine. Obviously, if we're going to get it done, they're going to try to get it done now. But I still can't imagine that collectively the American citizens would stand for that. I mean, I was asked a question early last week, you know, would I support not selling firearms to people on the no-fly list? I said, absolutely not. I said, you can't tell me how I got on a no-fly list. There's no due process in a no-fly list. Me being on a new no-fly list doesn't put me under a disability. I said, it's ridiculous. I said, I'm probably on a no-fly list, and I find out. In fact, Tim Knight texted me. He's on his way on a trip right now, and his first thing was, am I going to be on a no-fly list? And he's not. So he let me know that the first step of his tour is complete. He's not on a no-fly list right now.
Well, I mean, the odds right now are what, 1 in 32?
Yeah, I think that's probably what they are.
Yeah. So I mean, not exactly betting odds. Not something I. Anyway, as we're looking at this, and with all of this, these, like, the Department of Homeland Security has gotten out and said we can't vet the Syrians. FBI said the same thing. The ATF has gotten out and said that the majority of gun owners out there that own multiple guns are really not even a factor when you're trying to fight crime, because they're not criminals, because they don't do anything criminal at all. Having all of this stuff out there in the open and everything, where is it that Obama thinks that all of this conflicting information is not getting out there while he's making these statements like they're gospel?
But the mainstream media wants to crucify and vilify Donald Trump for saying, don't let him in right now until we can figure out how to properly screen these people.
Right.
I mean, these are human lives, human American lives that we're dealing with. First and foremost, the leaders of our country, their top priority should be to be protect the citizens of this country. And they've turned their back on us over and over and over again. They've turned their back on us on the border. They've turned their back on us now by letting people that they have no way of knowing who they are and what their intentions are into this country. It's ridiculous. And you can't underestimate the impact that we have when we get on the telephones. We should be clogging right now the switchboards of the House and the Senate and saying, this is ridiculous. Something has to stop. Somebody has to have reason to let things be done properly. Now, that's why the First Amendment of the United States Constitution was also codified and also listed, to make sure that the media had the ability to go out and let us all know about this, educate us about the right things. But they don't. They're on his side for whatever reason, and they're not on our side. And I don't know what happened to journalism, but it's gone. So it's up to us to get on the phone, to write our letters, to send our emails, to do whatever we can do to slap these people in Washington back into the line they need to be in.
NRA memberships are starting to surge, aren't they?
They are, because people, you know, and I wish, you know, I would be hopeful that all of us gun owners, if we had, number one, everybody as an NRA member, what a voting block. But number two, we're all out there, even without our NRA memberships. Please register to vote. Get out there. We're the first line of defense, both with our concealed carry permits or our firearms in our homes, wherever we are. But we have the power to correct things, and it's still at the ballot box. You know, and Tim Knight proved that more than anybody else with the Colorado recalls and Laura Carno in 2013. Nobody thought it would be done, and the voters got out and took care of business. We, as voters, as citizens of the United States, first, we need to grab our friends by the throat if necessary and say, register, and then it's time to have a party. We're all going to get together, and we're all going to go vote, and we're all going to straighten this country out.
Well, what about what you guys just did in Virginia?
Exactly. I mean, you know, and Virginia is something special to me because Tim and I were there, but we went to the outer reaches, away from Richmond, because we got the phone call from former Secretary Major Land of the NRA, and he said, you know what? There's 8 or 9 people that have coffee at this place every morning and want you to talk to them. We talked to them. They were church leaders. They were leaders of retired military groups, of Marines, and no doubt in my mind that they pushed Sturdivant over the edge there. No doubt in my mind they did. The number of phone calls and number of people they got to the polls, and we all have the power to do that. We can change elections, and we can change the course of this country. We can't give up on it. We can't get lazy, and we can't have the apathy in ever say, my vote doesn't mean anything. Real quick story, last night in Butler County,
we're going up on break.
Okay. Remind me of the Butler County Republican Party. Remind me of that when we get back.
Very good. SecondCallDefense.org. Come and join me, him, my guest this hour, Sean Maloney, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I just like playing that. About as much. And by the way, if you are not a member, you should join us here.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Once again, the world according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. You were about to tell about, you were about to give us a story about some sort of county.
Yeah, Butler County Republican Party, where John Boehner is from, they had an endorsement last night, who is going to run for his empty seat and who's going to be backed by the Republican Party. When you get the endorsement from the Butler County Republican Party in this part of Ohio, you basically walk into whatever seat you want. So there were eight people originally that were seeking the endorsement. Six people, one dropped out. Number seven didn't show up for whatever reason, so six people showed up for the endorsement, talked their talk, and gave their spiel, and there was no endorsement. So it's going to be a six-person open primary for Boehner's seat. And the reason why I brought this up is because the top vote-getter missed the endorsement by less than two votes. It was one point something in a percentage. So our votes do matter, and it makes a huge difference. So we got to get involved at whatever level it is. And then, you know, when I listen to your commercials and we talk about gun sales and your prior segment, you're talking about, you know, how gun sales are going crazy. I'm trying to get a Glock 43, and I can't find them anywhere. They're around here. I called my buddy who's an FFL. He said, you know what? Glock doesn't even talk about it anymore. They're gone. And there's certain lines of Glock and firearms. He said that they're just selling out of and they don't have any allocation coming. So I guess, you know, at least Obama's selling a lot of guns and making sure that that we have those anyhow. And I've been getting a lot of phone calls. I know you and I have talked about it. We've talked about what happens if the armed citizen goes after a terrorist and there's consequences after that. Can you believe we're even talking about the consequences of taking down a terrorist in America? But that's where we live. And I want everybody to know that Second Call Defense will be there for you if that happens. If you take down a terrorist, if you're a hero but you're doing it in the wrong jurisdiction or you say the wrong thing or for whatever happens, you need legal assistance, Second Call Defense is going to be there for you. It just doesn't happen with self-defense. But if a terrorist event happens and you do what needs to be done, we're going to be there for you. And I've gotten a lot of questions like that. It doesn't matter when you use a firearm properly. In the United States, you should be protected, and you're not always protected, but we will be there.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know of any instances where a Good Samaritan who foiled a shooting has been killed inadvertently by the cops?
No, I have not. And I talk about this all the time because that's always people's defenses when we arm teachers. You'll have some people say, well, the police won't know the difference between an armed teacher and a bad guy. Well, yes, they do. That's the training. That doesn't happen, folks. It's always the what if. The what if doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. And I can say that confidently because we have the records to show it. It does not happen. The only time that I am aware of people being shot by the police are people with airsoft guns. But remember, when that happens, they're pointing those guns at the police officers. They're acting like they shouldn't be. They're told and warned to drop the firearms, and for whatever reason, they don't. So, but you're right. That doesn't happen. The good person isn't taken down by the police because they did what they had a right to do, mostly because the police aren't there yet. Everything is probably half cleaned up by the time most people arrive. Had a Second Call Defense member that called in, interrupted a burglary in his own home in Mississippi, brandished a firearm, but called us anyhow, and I happened to be on the phones that night, had a conversation with him. We talked for about 52 minutes while he waited for the police officers to arrive.
52 minutes.
Called me,
52 minutes.
52 minutes. Called 911, called me, and we talked about everything. So 52 minutes in Mississippi, and really that's probably pretty much an average time throughout the United States, depending upon mostly everywhere. I mean, granted, if you happen to be in downtown Cincinnati or downtown Bloomington, Illinois, or someplace like that, or Indiana, things are probably going to happen a little bit quicker. But for most of us, we got to wait. And I remind people of that. 911 isn't the answer, and I think that all the sheriff's departments and all the sheriffs are realizing that, and they're informing us of what's right, because they're American citizens too, and they want to make sure that we're protected, and we know that 911 is a fallacy.
52 minutes. Wow.
Can you imagine what that must feel like? Now imagine, if you will, that somebody's trying to kick your front door in. You remember that commercial for like some home a burglar alarm system, and the woman is dropped off by her date, and she's like three or four steps up the steps, and the date comes and kicks her front door open. And can you imagine dialing 911 when that's happening? I've always wanted to make a commercial like that for second call defense. That same scenario happens. She's up three or four steps up the stairs. The dirtbag kicks the front door open. She spins around and she draws her concealed fire and puts two to the chest and then calls 911 and calls second call defense. That's the commercial I want to see, because that's the reality, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, I like the Glock commercial where guy kicks in the door and he's facing a Glock 19 with some, you know, model pointing it at him. And then R. Lee Ermey walks in, picked the wrong house, you know.
What a way to go, right?
Yeah. Well, he just passes out. He doesn't get shot. Not in that commercial.
No.
Coming up on the next break. Now, when we get back, I want to throw a theory at you. Now, Bob Owens at BearingArms.com wrote this little missive that I led the show off with. About, okay, so they get gun control, they get gun bans, they repeal the Second Amendment. And, you know, one of the things that everybody wants to do is to declare the NRA as a terrorist organization. So, thinking about all of that, okay, as we're coming up on the next break, that's where we're going to go in the next segment, because I just want to get your take on it. I'm pretty sure it's going to be quite amusing. I just want to hear it. You just hang on and let that percolate for a minute.
You know how to get me going, don't you? Push
yes, I do.
Go on
yes.
a break.
Yes, sir. SecondCallDefense.org. I'm a member. You should be a member. We'll be right back. My guest today is Sean Maloney. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more.
1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the MCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact Series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All right. Welcome back. From that, I just like listening to that part. Hey, it's Morning in America. The psychological push nudge has worked. The mainstream media has gotten Obama, they got him feeling bold enough to where he's going to executive order a ban on assault weapons, a ban on the Second Amendment, and the entirety of the NRA is going to be called a terrorist organization. They're going to be labeled a terrorist organization, members, everybody. And there's going to be, in the county seat, there's going to be these drop-off boxes where you, the docile sheep citizen, are expected to take your guns and drop them off. And before all this happens, of course, they'll be heading to the NRA board members' houses and picking them up. And only the ones that will be on the road will be spared a non-issue arrest. Sean Maloney, what kind of a day do you think the federal government has when that happens?
I ask, sir, what is a militia? It is the whole people except for a few public officials.
Right.
1788, that was George Mason. when that happens, or if it attempts to happen, that's when the militia will self-activate, and that's when all armed citizens, and you're talking about 140 million households with guns estimated, are going to probably collectively, in fact, on the count of three, we should all say, from my cold, dead hands. We are a free nation because of the Second Amendment. We have the ability to say no, and that's what our current administration hates about us. We can say no because of the Second Amendment. If you look at throughout the history of every other civilized nation that were disarmed and what happened next, and you don't have to go back that far. You can go back, you know, what happened 2 or 3 years ago when the Syrian civil war first broke out? They were screaming for firearms. They wanted the guns of any kind because those were all taken away. And so we have to understand if it gets to that point, I think, and I truly believe in my heart, that at that point in time, it's the time when the militia is going to react. That's enough. I know a lot of Oath Keepers, a lot of Oath Keeper organizations I spoke to, and I know that they're certainly going to probably be on our side, as well as the last militia organizations that are around. It's hard to believe what we're actually talking about that, and we have a president that's even entertaining the forced confiscation of firearms in America. Can you imagine drop-off barrels? And can you imagine the sheep that are doing that? And I feel good because about 3 years ago after Sandy Hook, I was speaking at the Green Township Library, and it has a capacity of about 70, and about 700 people showed up. And the fire marshal was trying to sort things out. And I had an elderly couple in their mid-70s come up to me. And they said, Mr. Maloney, what do we do when they knock on our door and come for our guns? And the only thing I had to say at that point in time, and I said, if it gets to that, it's time to use your guns. That's the only thing that we have that stands between a free nation and whatever other plans they have for us. And we can never forget that. There's people, you know, when people say, well, how can you do that? How can you volunteer all your time? You know, Bill, how can you get on a radio station and just talk about firearms rights and talk about people's rights? Well, I always say to people, how can I not? How can I turn my back on the thousands and hundreds of thousands of Americans that have come before me and have laid down their lives to give me the ability to fight for my rights right now? Well, we can't. We have the Second Amendment, and we need to stand by the freedoms that we are given. Freedom isn't free, folks, and the time when we're the freest is when we fight for those rights.
The way Owens takes it, you know, I don't think we would actually be in a fight. I don't, and I have long thought that law enforcement's not going to be down with this. I think their bigger problem is going to be with that letter that the Special Forces community has sent Obama already. And Bob does a really good illustration of it. I wish I had thought to articulate it that way. Coming out of Vietnam, North Carolina, all of a sudden, Special Forces will vanish, and so were their helicopters and their entire armory, and they're going to go into hiding, except they're going to be moving, and then we'll be talking about President Biden.
Right, right.
So I think with all of these calls that you see out of the major newspapers that don't know anything about guns, do they? None of these journalists know anything about guns at all coming out of New York or L.A., do they?
They haven't the slightest idea, and I forget where I saw it. It was a news show. I think it might have been on Fox. They had a panel on there, and they had a liberal Democrat that was talking about, we got to take all the guns away. And then I think it was Michelle Malkin said, hey, you don't even know anything about firearms, do you? And she said no. She couldn't use a firearm if her life depended on it. And that's why these people are so confused. And I always say, if you can educate a person and take them to a range, they will understand. But they don't have any clue. But it just tells you that the type of world or dreamland that our current administration is living in, to
right.
talk about that, number one, and then to actually think that that's going to solve anything.
Well, they're really, really overestimating their powers of persuasion, I think. The other thing that I have noticed, and I don't know how you feel about this, I'm becoming less and less of a Fox News fan, simply because some of these Fox News people are impressing me as sort of a Northeast conservative, sort of like George Pataki. What do you think?
I'd have to agree with you. More often than not, I won't watch Greta because she made some vehemently anti-gun statements 2 years ago.
Right.
Geraldo Rivera, you know, Geraldo, I wish they would just retire him and put him out the pasture. Come on. Unless maybe they keep him on there just to piss me off. I'm not sure.
Well, I keep – what's that guy's name that Bowling, Eric Bowling? They keep talking about hitting each other. I just want to see them get on the five and watch those two go, you know, do a little MMA action on each other. Although I think Geraldo probably gets thumped because he's sort of a squirt.
Yeah, you know what? You think about how hard it is to get thrown out of a war zone, and he does.
Yeah. Yeah, embedded reporters were never something I ever really suffered. Well,
I can imagine. And everybody out there, you got to remember, we're all in this together. We can't turn our backs on each other. And the fact that we're sitting and we're talking about this and we're listening to each other talk about this, and I'm looking at the chat box, freedom still reigns, and we can't give it up. You know, my brother John called me this morning, and he's on the hunt for a Glock 43 that doesn't exist. So we were talking a little bit about it, and he's a new listener, and I'm sure he's listening right now. And I said, I have to go. But, you know, it doesn't change anywhere, because in Pennsylvania, he went to a gun store, and there's a line out the door. So on top of the holiday season and the gift-giving season, you know, you have the talk from our president of forced confiscation of firearms. And then of course, when he leaves, that's all right, because Hillary's going to come in with her own forced confiscation of firearms plan.
Hillary. So Hillary's not going to be the president. She's not going to be the president. We'll talk about that when we get back, though, because we're coming up on the last break. We'll have that little back and forth if you want to.
All righty.
My guest from Second Call Defense is CEO Sean Maloney, NRA board member, all around disruptor wherever he can go on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All right. Because this is Wednesday, it's always the world according to Second Call Defense on Wednesday. Joining me again, who is calling me now and why? Okay, we don't care about that. Anyway, my guest this hour from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. Sean, we were about to start talking about shrillery. Do you think shrillery is going to win the election? You still got Sean?
Yeah, I'm still here. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
I can hear you now.
Okay. I never say never. I always work and run for the position that we're behind. That's the only way I can do it. Because of the fact that I am stunned as an attorney that she's not in jail yet, I can't discount her from the office.
You know,
anybody else would be doing time right now. She'd be on the rock.
Well, so would the president, though. So would Eric Holder.
You know, and that's another thing. I think government is broken to the point in time. If they properly use the articles of impeachment and looked at what qualified, I don't know who would be left.
Let me ask you a question.
Someone who swears the oath to protect the Constitution and then comes out against and attacks the very Constitution they swore to protect, that'd
right.
probably be my first.
Does it scare you to think about the possibility of a President Biden if things were working the way they were supposed to work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't even know where we'd be.
I don't know that. How bad could it be compared to what we got?
You know what? And I thought that too one day when they announced that Biden wasn't going to run and he was talking. I would say, okay, how much worse could it be? I mean, I think we can always say that. What terrifies me about Hillary and what bothers me about the American people is that she is actually coming out and talking about on a regular basis about stripping us of our civil rights.
Yeah.
And she he has a nerve. I mean, Obama hid behind everything, smoke and mirrors the first time, and even through his, you know, until he was caught saying all these gun owners, these bitter gun owners, cleaning their Bibles and guns. That was the first anti-gun thing we heard. Although we did have a record in the Senate when he was where he had the worst voting record on the Second Amendment, and we had his record from Illinois where he constantly attacked firearms. But everybody seemed to talk about that. But now you have Hillary Clinton that's looking every American straight in the eyes and saying, "I want your guns, and I want them all." That's the reality of things, folks. And
but she also wants to be able to sue gun manufacturers for people taking the product and using it for crime. Which
yeah,
that means pretty- that means that from now on everybody's wide open, and they're I mean we'll be down to not buying anything because everything will be pulled from the market.
Yeah, she forgot about the fact that when her husband was in office, Congress passed a law that said the Protection of Commerce Act, you can't do that. Because they already tried that once, and she was probably going to reinstitute that, or she hasn't bothered to glance at current laws in America. And that's probably a better explanation, is she's far from being dumb. I think they have no other argument to make. So let's make the argument to the American people, to Mr. and Mrs. Gullible, and let them know that with a few more common sense gun regulations that these terrorists are not going to commit their acts of terrorism.
Well, the other thing that she's out there that it doesn't scare me, but I mean, Obama talks about it too, the Australian solution. Now, that would be illegal here simply because the Australian solution was possible because of their form of government, because they have three parts of their government, and one of those parts of their government is Queen Elizabeth of the United Kingdom.
Absolutely. And people, again, when they talk about uniform background checks, they forget to tell you that the only way that works is with gun registration. Well, when they talk about the Australian solution, they forget to tell you that they would walk up the door, and I would knock on the door, and I would say, "Mr. Frady, you have these firearms, and here's the money I'm going to give you for your firearms. Thank you very much, because you go get them." And then he said, "No, I really don't want to sell them to you. I like my guns." And then in the next sentence, I say, "Well, then you got to give them to me, because my boys in black behind me with their firearms, we're going to take them." So the Australian solution was, we'll buy them back, but if you don't give them to us, we're going to confiscate them. And that's what happened there. And you're right, it wouldn't work here, but the fact that we're talking about it, you look back even in 1968 when you had all of the assassinations and the 1986 Gun Rights Act or 68 Gun Rights Act came out, nobody would have dared to speak of registration or confiscation. And that's where we are as a people. The greatest, you know, I'm hopeful that when the greatest generation is gone, liberty doesn't go out the door with it. And sometimes I wonder, because when I go to tea parties and when I speak to groups, it seems like there isn't anybody under 50 years old at these things. So we need to engage our youth.
Isn't that the truth? One of the things, what's wrong with being 50 years old, by the way? Anyway,
there's not a damn thing wrong at 52. Okay. I can proudly say that.
Okay. One of the things that I have heard postulated is that the reason Obama is using something against Hillary, because at any time, you know, Obama could get out there with the FBI and say, just go ahead and indict her. And then I don't know, what does that do as far as her eligibility if she's under indictment? I mean, I would think good taste would dictate that you pull out, but she doesn't. Who's going to accuse her of having that?
You know, I thought about that too, because certainly, you know, they've had a rather tenuous relationship the entire time. I think they kind of were forced to like each other or work with each other by the Democratic Party, so to speak. And so, you know, that's true. Obama could pull the trigger and say, you know what, you know, there's certainly enough out there for an indictment. Go get her. And I'm not quite sure, but maybe he's looking at, okay, what do we have? Well, whatever his grand scheme of things, maybe Hillary's better than nothing the way he's looking at it, or better than what's out there. Maybe better than nothing.
Yeah, but I think Obama has damaged the Democratic brand so bad. I don't know what's going to happen in the election. I know who I would like to see, and then I know who seems to be carrying the torch right now. And There's so many little pieces of dynamic that come into play right now. I'm just sort of content right now to sit back and watch them punch it out, because that's what I want them to do. I want them to beat each other to death and let the big dog stand. And we'll see where that takes us. Anyway, in the remaining time we got a couple of minutes, so let's make sure we do this. I'm a member of Second Call Defense. I'm a member of Second Call Defense because I carry a gun. Not because I want to shoot anybody, because if I ever have a option, I'm not going to. But when somebody's going to commit a crime against you, a crime of violence, I may not have that option. And when I have to take that step, that life-changing step, I'm entering a territory that I am incapable of dealing with on my own. And that's why I have Sean and his people at Second Call Defense watching my back. They've got my six all the time. Should I have to go to that point, I'm one phone call away from starting the next part of the self-defense. I've defended myself against a perpetrator. Now I'm in the system. SecondCallDefense.org. I'm a member. I'm a defender. I have the defender plan, which is the best plan as far as I'm concerned. So,
and in honor of the December 9th Lock and Load radio show, today or tomorrow, if you sign up and you use the offer code Hillary, I will personally send you something special that I send nobody else.
Hillary. I'll have to get this published really quick. Those of you listening live, if you're thinking about it, do it right now. SecondCallDefense.org. Hillary. Not all of the little names I use for her. Not Killary, not Shrillery, not Cankles Clinton, none of that stuff. Hillary. Because for some reason, despite what I think about her, she does have a God-given name. We'll do it again soon, sir. Thank you very much.
Keep up the fight. God bless America.
All right, folks, we're going to do this again in 22 hours. Remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Tomorrow, Matt Vespa from townhall.com. This has been Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.